The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. We're acquainted, of course, with the game of chess. So absorbing a game of skill that Thomas Fuller wrote, when a man's house is on fire, it's time to break off chess. If you play the game, you understand what he meant. Luck plays no part in it. Mistakes caused by the superior strategy of your opponent. Your attack, you retreat, and form your defenses for the king. Can he be saved from such mistakes? Life is like that, isn't it? Had Jeff Powers made a mistake, or had he been outmaneuvered? Tim Whalen, an insurance investigator, wants to know. Is this the missing diamond, Jeff?
Where did you get that, Mr. Whalen?
From the bottom of your cigarette packet.
That's impossible.
Security of murder and sin is thorough and very tough.
Well, it should be. We're one of the biggest jewelry stores in the city, and a lot of gems have been stolen in the past 2 years. But I'm not the thief, Mr. Whalen. I swear before...
No need to. I know you're not yet. I also know who is. And it's over to give you a bad chance. Our mystery story, Your Move, Mr. Ellers, was written especially for Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars Jack Vine and Bobby Reddick. In many ways, life is like a game of chess. For instance, what else could be meant by putting your best foot forward? All of us try to do just that, appear at our best to others, evaluate the other person in advance so he doesn't think you're overly confident. Arrogant. Then, to repeat, very much like a game of chess. You must think about your opponent because he's thinking about you. And one thoughtless move can be your ruin. Another costly gem has been stolen from the showroom of Maudley and Son. Gentle old Mr. Ellers is distressed.
This is terrible. Terrible, Mr. Whalen.
And my company is very upset.
Of course, it's understandable.
You may have to refuse to renew the insurance policy.
What? Maudley and Son is the most respected.
Yes. We realize that. But these unsolved thefts have cost us tens of thousands of dollars over the past 2 years. Your company has become a bad risk.
Yes, all of us are aware of that. I don't really know what to say. I've worked with a firm for 35 years. Proudly, our reputation, but we won't go into that. It's the time. Years ago, it was unthinkable that anyone would steal so much. Today,
an emerald worth $30,000 was stolen from a showcase. Your security officers swear that no outsider pocketed the gem. Now, they've heard that before, and they're honest men. We know it's checked. The thief, Mr. Ellers, is an employee.
Oh, every one of us is thoroughly inspected before we leave the store. It's embarrassing but necessary. How is it done?
I'm still trying to find out.
We've talked with each of our employees, I know. I'll vouch for every one of them, so will Mr. Maudley and his son. Members of our staff are carefully screened. They're dedicated to our kind of work. They admire our products, appreciate the beauty and craftsmanship of our gem.
Yes, I've talked with each of them.
Mr. Ellers, tell me about Jeff Powers. You certainly don't suspect Jeff.
I suspect everyone.
But not Jeff. He's exceptional. I expect that young man to advance quickly in the firm. He's bright, direct, and personable.
Yes, I do.
I'm very fond of him. We share enthusiasm for chess. You mustn't respect my chess companion.
I noticed the men set up on your side table.
Well, Jeff and I often have a game at lunchtime over a sandwich and coffee. He's quite a good player. just eat a hobby.
I enjoy the game, Mr. Owens.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear it. We should play sometime. Jeff and I belong to Chickamauga, a private chess club. If you'd like to be my guest,
yes, thank you, whenever you're free.
Well, this Wednesday, I'll be at the club after dinner, say 9 o'clock start.
And the address?
I'll write it down for you.
Well, he's a fine big chess pieces. The classic Thornton kind.
Wooden.
I like the feel.
Here you are. It'll be a pleasure to see you, especially after this unpleasant morning. How do we solve the unsolvable?
And stolen gems didn't fly away, Mr. Evans. And none of the staff has an artificial limb.
You thought of that.
And many other possibilities.
But,
whether it's better if I keep my own counsel.
Well, I could turn you into a spy. But guys want to help.
I know that. Just be reassuring to everyone. Keep your eyes and ears open. Give him time, the thief will give himself away.
He hasn't so far.
True. But we now have detailed information on everyone who works here. By a process of elimination, I've reduced the suspects to only a few.
And you help me progress. I'll tell Mr. Maudley. He'll be pleased.
I've already told him. And he wasn't pleased at all.
Mr. Whalen.
Well, hello, Mr. Powell.
Well, that was some grueling you gave us this morning at the store.
So the last person I expected to see you.
Well, Mr. Ellis invited me to have a game with him at 9. I'm a little early. Are you playing?
No, I just finished. Mr. Ellis should be through pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Who's the man he's playing with now?
Oh, it's an old pal of his, Will Minton. A regular opponent. Minton's big on the Queen Gambit decline opening, but Ellis defends well against anything. He's pretty tough.
Now, Ellis and I have talked about you and your chess games at Minton.
Oh, I see. Nothing else?
I'm not telling you, as I suspect you back up.
I'm sorry, but all of us at Marty, so pretty uptight.
No, fair enough. An insurance investigator is supposed to produce results.
Yeah, I understand. Where are you, or can't you say?
I think I have a clue.
But can I be of help? Oh, I don't mean spying on the others, but... Oh, I don't know, talking about the staff, my impressions, isn't that kind of thing useful? Yeah, I know it isn't work.
It's very useful. I appreciate your offer, Mr. Powell.
Not a Jeff.
No, I'm Tim.
You know, it bugs me. It really does. Marty is a fine friend, and these gems have kind of tarnished his reputation. Now, it has to be one of us employees, and that's creepy. I just thought about it. I'm nowhere. You've got a clue. That suits me.
Now, it's my job. The tests have been going on for years. And only today did I see a glimmer of light.
Oh?
I'd like to pick you up on your offer to check. What if I drop around after my game with your boss?
Well, sure. You know where I live.
I know where everyone on this staff lives.
Mm.
What he does, things, and many more things besides.
Okay, then I'll wait up for you. Now, I'll say goodnight to Ellis. Once the game's over. Minton's ladies came on his side, and, well, there he is, bringing his captured pieces out of his pocket. Ellis is now ready for you.
Come on. I haven't seen that before.
Why, Minton pocketing the pieces he captured? He always does that with everyone. It's a little crazy. Good evening, Mr. Ellis.
Ah, yes, and Mr. Whalen. Mr. Whalen, Will Minton, my worthy though banquet.
Oh, I'm glad to make your acquaintance.
You playing this tricky old devil? Well, when you make a stupid mistake, will you say I'm tricky? Chess is the complete game, and luck plays no part in it. You're so impetuous, bullying and flaming away, but you don't intimidate me. I wait until you've overextended yourself, and then I strike.
I've been playing for 30 years, and I still have to listen to Edward Ellis' little sermons of chess truth. And then I strike. I'll ask you. You're too far out.
Well, how about a game with me, Will?
That's an idea. One condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you win, which is unlikely. No 30-second sermon would be.
Absolutely. I've heard all of them. He has me one at least twice a week.
There's nothing worse than losing a game of chess. Sit down, Will. This. Which hand you see? Yes, my closed hand. The left. The white piece. Let me turn the board around. There we are. And Vermont, they're quite new.
At least some of the pieces are.
Well, they get hard use. The club replaces the worn or broken one. All right, sir. Begin. Well, there. Pawn between four.
Some more work?
Not tonight, young man. Bloodthirsty, aren't you?
Lucky.
You heard what Ellen said. Except for who picks the white pieces and begins, there's no luck in chess. I play like a dummy. By the way, he's a guy with Ellie. Introduced him as Tim Whalen. Prospective member?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe. He's an insurance investigator. Did Mr. Ellis tell you about the latest at Morgan's?
Yeah. Someone popped an emerald for one of the drill cases. Well, it's a big firm. Gotta respect the law. Oh, man. Whalen give you a going over?
Oh, boy. Me and everyone else. Mr. Ellis told me that our insurance may not be renewed. Kind of a slur on Morley, and you know how Mr. Ellis feels about the firm.
His life. Well, what does Whalen say? Did he think he knows who thinks to be unmoved?
Well, not yet, but he did say he had a clue.
He told you that?
Yeah, he wouldn't talk about it, naturally.
Naturally. Well, we all have our troubles. Then I'll see you another evening, Jeff.
Oh, sure, and then thanks for again, now. Right now.
By the way, Jeff. Have you any idea who stole the emerald?
What?
Don't get that expression on your face. I know you didn't swipe it.
I could hope not. If I did, I'd report it.
That's why I asked the question. Don't.
Don't? Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Someone has a lot at stake. The thief. If he or she suspects that you or anyone else knows him, we could get wiped out.
What? I'm serious, Will.
I am. Rather than risk exposure, the thief might act, so ignorance is bliss.
Oh, you are serious, aren't you?
Very. I know you like your job, but would you give up your life for Marjorie and son?
I won't take up much of your time.
Oh, that's all right. Please, sit down. By the way, how'd you make out with Mr. Ellis?
Well, I'm proud to say I put him to a draw.
Hey, he must be good.
And he's a cautious player, but so am I. We both played well.
Well, I'd like to play a game with you sometime.
I will do it. I don't know quite how to begin.
Well, at the beginning, of course.
Well, I think not. I'm going to make you angry.
Oh, you are?
Why? Because you're straight and loyal.
I don't get you.
What do you know about Will Minton?
Well, I'll be darned. I didn't expect a question like that.
Now, tell me what you know about him.
Well, I like him. He's rough, but he's bright. Will's in the import-export business, but it's somewhere in the downtown area.
And he and Ella is a good friend.
They're the best. Will's a chess bug, too. They've known each other for years.
Will Minton has another hobby, which you wouldn't know anything about.
No, I don't know him well, personally.
He's a fence.
A receiver? A stolen good?
Receiver and disposer. The police know about him, and so do I.
How about that?
So? He specializes in stolen gems.
I see. So he's the crew you mentioned.
He doesn't know me, but I recognize him. Minton's well known for quick deals. Many a stolen gem finds its way into his hands and into Antwerp, where it's cut up. And so far, he hasn't been caught.
And you think he has the emerald stolen from Marley?
Yes.
Where did he get it? Who gave it to him? If you're thinking what I think you're thinking, I guess you've taken up all of your time.
Well, I haven't made an accusation, Jeff, not yet.
Yes, but your inference is obvious. Edward Ellis. Now you're spaced out. Mr. Ellis is the most trusted employee at the firm. Forget it. I respect him and I love the old man. Sammy, he's not so old. He's not 60 yet. You can't suspect him. If you even hinted at it, both Mr. Marley and his son would throw you out. You wouldn't have a chance to cancel your insurance. They'd cancel it.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a speech. Now that you've got all that off your chest, you think you can listen to reason? You've made your statement. Can you listen to mine? Loyalty is a virtue, but sometimes loyalty, like love, is blind. And if it isn't reciprocal, if a loyal person discovers that he has been deceived, he is stunned, angered, and filled with hatred. He feels diminished. Can we trust anyone? Of course. But each of us, I'm sure, has experienced betrayal. And it's hard to believe, and it makes us angry. More on the subject when I return with Act Two. He who searches from a person's good name and makes him poor indeed is a universal truth because it obtains every day in every walk of life. A rumor can ruin a man's business career, and a well-placed hint has destroyed marriages. And this viewpoint applies here. Jeff Powers is loyal to old Edward Ellis. Is that loyalty well-founded? It would seem to be. The insurance investigator Tim Whalen has, by inference, searched from the good name of Mr. Ellis because of his association with a man named Will Minton.
Hello. Yeah. All right, I'll be there. What's up? Jesus, you don't dare. Not so soon after. Not big. They'll go crazy. Police all over the place. Can't we wait a month or so? Jeff told me last night that Whalen has a crew. Yeah. Any idea what it could be? What? Jeff. You pin it on him? Yeah, it could work. And I'll meet you at the club. When? Eight? Okay. Now remember, bring out the queen look as soon as you can. Yes, I'll have it with me. Good luck.
Hi, Jeff. Oh, Mr. Whalen. Can I sell you anything? A string of Max pearls, a newest Swiss watch? Or do you want to hear that Mr. Helm over there across the aisle wears a vest and he's been dropping jewels into it every time my back is turned? I have this mirror, you see.
Don't waste your sarcasm on me, Jeff. Are you still angry?
You're bad news.
I suspect you're in for a great big shock, Jeff.
Told you I just couldn't spy on Mr. Ellis. He's a friend. He thought I was spying on him. He'd be horrified and never hurt.
You play chess with him?
You know that.
You're playing with Robert today at lunchtime.
Oh, I guess so.
Well, enjoy yourself.
How can I, with your lousy suspicion stuck in my mind?
Will you be sure? Hmm?
Neither, not at all. But you planted it in my mind, and it did sit there.
Then do what I ask.
Can't wonder right away. I'm not good at being devious.
Now, what's devious about examining the chess pieces?
Well, I've never done it before. We play. I capture a piece and place it on the table next to the board and wait for his move. Now, how can I pick up the captured piece and turn it upside down and study it? I think I'm nuts.
Not if he's innocent. Well, you do what your conscience tells you to do. I'm sorry if I distressed you, but my job is to arrest the jewel thief. I've got the accomplished case, and his very good friend is Edward Ellis. The natural conclusion.
Look, why don't you get lost?
Are you loyal to the firm or to Ellis? You want to protect one man at the expense of the other?
You have nothing on Ellis, and you know it. Confront him. Make your charge against him. Examine the chess pieces yourself. Why not?
If I throw my hand too quickly, I'll come up with a blank. Don't you think that Ellis is a chess player has anticipated any move I might make? Well, of course he has. That's why I need your help. Now, it's your privy to your fees. Then I'll have to work through your mission.
Well, you do that. I don't want any part of your dirty scheme.
Don't you pull him as quickly.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, if Ellis feels that I've got a clue to the identity of the thief, he'll act.
Miller's wonders about your interest in me, suspects that I might be dangerous in some dark and gloomy night, shoots me with a gun with a silencer. But I something, Tim, except that all of this is so ugly, I find it funny.
You don't make that mistake. It isn't funny at all.
Very well played, Jeff. I congratulate you. You've been studying.
Oh, little. My end game is getting stronger, isn't it?
Oh, much, much. Very good defense, Jeff. I may say so again. What you must do is never to forget the cardinal rule of once attacked, once defended. You know that, but like Will, you sometimes become impetuous. I enjoyed our game. How about another cup of coffee?
Well, me too. But I'll get to Mr. Ellison.
Not only a good chess player, but a gentleman, too.
Well, I won't be but a minute.
Take your time. It's only 1 o'clock.
Ah, have a good game? Oh, no. You again. I told you to get lost, Jim.
Yes, I know. I'm hard of hearing.
Okay, now what?
Did you look at the pieces?
No, I did not. I'm on my way to get some coffee. You want a cup? We'll have it in Ella's office, and you can hold him while I search everything.
You going to be a second mate for me?
Don't tell me you're coming around again.
Yes, I think so.
But careful with those cups. You're spilling. I know what I'd like to do with them.
Thank you, Jeff. You get what I needed.
By the way, that man out there, I thought I noticed him through my door.
Yeah, it was well and all right. He's always out there. Seems he's driving all of us crazy.
Oh, dear. That's not right, is it? He's a very conscientious man. I know he's determined that this time he'll capture the thief, but I don't want him to harass the staff.
I'm going to leave my cigarettes. Well, the chest open. Excuse me, Mr. Ellis, you mean you were saying?
I'll speak to Mr. Whalen. He's turned all of us inside out and he found nothing. I'll ask him to drop the investigation until he has a lead, and that may be never.
Well, he has some kind of proof.
Proof?
Oh? No, he said so last night at check a minute.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's encouraging. What is it, Jeff? Do you know?
No, sir.
You don't say that with much conviction.
Well, it's because I think he's talking to his hat. He thinks there's a thief and someone who disposes of what's stolen.
A thief?
As a matter of fact, yes. But do you know about that kind of thing? Fancy?
Well, it's knowledgeable to you, Lord God. Would you believe that at one time, Willie Lincoln was such a man?
Well, but he was in the import-export business.
He is, entirely. It was a very long time ago. Will's been my friend for over 25 years. Back in the early 50s, he was out of work. A man who'd gone to school and turned out to be a petty thief, borrowed money from Will in exchange for a stolen watch. Will sold it at a profit, and for a while, he was in business.
I never did.
Don't mention it. This is confidential.
Oh, of course, of course.
I took credit for making Will come to his senses. I helped him get started in the import-export business. You can be sure he's very glad that I did. The French business is far behind him. He'd burn a hand before he'd have it stolen goods.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. I knew Whalen was off his rocker.
Oh? He has his eye on Willie?
I think so.
Well, I certainly will speak to Whalen. I don't want Willie to have his past raked up and to be embarrassed by it. You know what that could do. Ruin his business. You see, I'm dirty. You better get back to work. Good day, Jeff. Thank you for the chat. I'll make quick work of Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Ellis, you know what that means?
What's wrong?
Our security says it's that Indian ruby worth $50,000. It's missing from Mr. Helms' showcase.
Helms? It's impossible. He's been framed.
All the same, every one of us will have to be searched.
This is an outrage.
Oh, I sure agree. And only a day after the emerald disappeared, we'll have to go to a lie detector test.
Oh, that's humiliating. And think of the devil.
Now, what are you doing here?
Sneaking around. I walked in just as the alarm went off.
We're sick and tired of your snooping, Mr. Whalen.
I intend to recommend to Mr. Maudley that you be removed from your investigation. You haven't been very effective, and you've begun to harass the members of our staff.
You're right, Mr. Ellis. I have failed. I'll withdraw from the case.
And you'll also, I hope, withdraw your suspicions about Will Minton. He has a record, it's true, but he's been straight as an arrow ever since he went into business.
I told him so.
Now, that's obvious. Now, that's what I call service. This is going to be a new experience for me, along with everyone else, and I'm going to be safe. Then maybe I'll be allowed to help the police.
Well, are you satisfied, Mr. Holden?
Completely. Why are you so upset? Wouldn't you rather be searched by me than by a strange cop?
No matter who searches me, it's an indignity. Now may I put my clothes on?
Yes, and then you may go. Are you next?
I'll go when I please, Mr. Whalen. Don't forget this is my office.
Okay, all right, stick around. Now get going, Jeff, down to the shorts. Give me your coat and your trousers, socks, and shoes.
Okay, it's a coat. You better check inside the lining. I've got the ruby cake in there with a band-aid.
Yeah, I don't think that hasn't been tried. Coat seems to be all right. Wallet, pen and pencil set, cigarettes in your handkerchief pocket.
Perhaps you should cut open each cigarette, Mr. Whalen. An ideal hiding place for a duel.
Yeah, that's a thought.
And for God's sake.
No. Mr. Ellis has a very clever idea, but I'm not going to go for 15 cigarettes right now. Later.
You're going to keep the cigarettes?
I'll have the rest. Trousers, and then...
I know.
Good. Yes, if you'll excuse me, I'll see you at the club.
Yes, sir.
All right. Put your clothes on.
Huh?
Well, what about the debt? Your clothes. I have what I want. I want to examine those check pieces.
Well, that's how you got to examine it. But the police are in on this.
Of course, they work together. I told them about my hunch, and they said, play it. I don't see anything here. Maybe that's good.
What are you looking for?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. If you knew what I'd found already, you'd go through the ceiling.
You found something?
If I hadn't, you'd be in jail.
Oh, you're really too much.
No. If these pieces are okay, where's the phone? Yes. No. I don't have to ask. You came out for coffee about 1 o'clock. Yeah, that's when it was done. But how? Yes, give me a straight answer. Where do the employees hang their coats when they come to work?
Well, I wish that locker was downstairs.
And the executive?
I have closets in their offices. Yeah, that's Ellis over there.
Wait a minute. He didn't wear a coat when he just left.
Yeah, but he brought one to work. I know that. I saw him wearing it when he went in to see Mr. Maudley at 5 o'clock. He was prepared to go home.
But I found the two of you in here just before the burglar alarm went off.
Well, Mr. Ellis came back to get some kind of report from Mr. Maudley. What's wrong with that?
Everything. So when he left a few minutes ago, he returned to Maudley's office and picked up his coat.
Well, sure, I suppose so.
I know so. And then he just slipped away into the trap.
Well, sure.
And you still don't see it, do you? No, obviously you don't. When Ellis left the store, that ruby left with him. Will you trust me, Jeff?
Go ahead.
Invite me to check a note tonight for the game of chess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I know how it's done. But I want to see for myself. And then I'd better alert the police. It is only natural that men who are avid chess players carry their kind of thinking over into the game of life. So far, Mr. Ellers seems to be playing the white pieces and is the aggressor. Tim Whalen, several times over the years, has had to resign. This time, however, he seems to know his opponent's strategy. We'll find out more when I return shortly with Act 3. Opportunity makes a thief. That's true enough, I'm sure. certain kind of mentality in a man or woman to make stealing a career. I leave the explanation to the psychiatrist. Is a person born a thief, or do conditions make him resort to thieving? Under certain circumstances, even an honest man will steal. But what about our Mr. Ellery? Is he a thief? If so, why? And what about his reformed friend, Will Minton?
Why, yes.
Well, hi. Well, you look as if you'd seen a ghost, Will. What's the matter?
Nothing. You surprised me, though.
Oh.
I thought you and all of you would be stuck for hours with the police.
Oh, you heard the latest. How'd you find out? Where was it on the news?
Why, Ellis called me home. Said he might be late because of what happened.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, in the game room. Just went in. I stopped at the bar here.
Is he all right?
Why shouldn't he be?
Oh, he was very upset when he left his office. Too fast in 1 week.
The police found nothing?
No, and they made a thorough search. All of us had to strip, even Mr. Ellery.
I bet he liked that.
Yeah, not much. He sure was angry with Will.
The insurance guy. You say, he searched Ellery?
Damn me. He said it was okay with the police.
Unusual. Well, I'll see you later.
Yes, I'm here. But how about a game, Will?
Not tonight. After I play Ellery's, I have to run along. Some other time. Thanks, Mr. Sandy.
Oh, sure. Have a good day.
Oh, Will, thank you. How thoughtful.
Yes, he's here, Edward.
The ghost of Christmas past?
Jeff Powers.
What's so? Struck me?
That struck me. What went wrong?
I don't know. Let's begin the building. Make a pretense.
We better call it off.
We might have another chance. I play the black people.
Just so that Will and Kate can do.
Yes. I've given it with an experience.
What about Will?
So, pawn to king four.
Conventional.
Club.
Certainly not. It's a fine old club.
You don't want it harmed by publicity, and neither do I. Now, there are two strangers in the game room right now. Two plain clothes men.
One of your plain clothes men has just come out.
Uncle Reuben. So is the other man. Oh, that's what they wanted.
What are you doing here, Mr. Whalen?
The guest invited me.
Did he indeed? After what this man has put us through, Jeff, I should think you'd have better taste. May I buy you something from the bar, Jeff?
No, thank you, Mr. Ellis. I was about to leave.
You and Whalen have already played?
No, we intend to, but Jeff's a bit depressed.
So am I.
And you and I say goodnight. Busy day tomorrow.
My top coat.
I know which one it is. It's Chesterfield.
That's right. Next to Jeff's reversible, you'll find the book about the end game in my left-hand coat pocket.
Thank you, Edwin. Good night. Good night, Jeff.
If you'd like a game, Jeff?
No, sir. I really am kind of down here now. I'll begin getting along.
Very slow here tonight. Can't understand it. I'll see you in the morning.
Well, I wonder who that is again.
By now, it may be over. Are you susceptible to cold?
You flipped,
are you?
No. You're the weirdest gumshoe I ever heard of. Since when is my health a factor and who's got the $50,000 ruby?
I wanted to know because I'm pretty sure that the irreversible cup code has been appropriated.
You don't make any sense.
Gallows is a cagey player. He tipped off Will Minton to get rid of his chest piece. Gallows missed once today. This was his second chance.
But then what?
Put you behind bars. While we're waiting in Captain O'Hara's office, I have a surprise for you, Jeff.
So I'll
have a cigarette.
Yeah, but you don't smoke.
What's your brand?
Yeah.
Well, the package is yours. I thought I returned.
Oh. Well, thanks.
I remove all the cigarettes.
Okay. Look, how long are we going to play games? I'm exhausted. I want to go home and hit the side.
Now, put the cigarette package upside down.
Okay.
And what do you find?
What? A diamond?
Good for you. It is a diamond. It's the one taken from Mr. Holmes' showcase and placed in your cigarette package where it's supposed to be found.
Oh.
When you stepped out of Ella's office for coffee, he put the diamond into the package. Remember his suggestion that I cut open the cigarette? He said it in a very superior manner. Well, his intention was very clear. He was leading me by the nose to the stolen diamond.
Oh.
A diversion. If you had been found with the diamond, you'd also be suspected of having stolen the ruby. And that would have made it much simpler for Ellis to have left with it.
Mr. Ellis set out to frame me?
What else would you call it? In fact?
Worse than that. Almost as bad as my father had double-crossed me. Mr. Ellis taught me everything I know about the jewelry business. He's... Oh, it sounds
quite a joke to find out he got sticky fingers.
Hey, you know something, Tim? This car's pretty big for the last hour.
You want proof? Well, the police have it. That's why you let me use this office. I wanted to talk with you alone and uncover this kind of evidence. Prepare you for the ugly truth about gentle credit, Mr. Edward Ellis. Now let me show you something else. Mm-hmm. Here. The grammar.
It's a black rook. Where'd you get it?
From one of these strangers at the club.
The top?
That's right. Now examine the bottom of the chest piece.
So?
There's a little pressure on the bottom of your thumb.
I'll be gone.
Understand?
It's hollowed out, and there's cotton in it.
And in the cotton was that stolen ruby.
Incredible.
It sure is. That's why Ellis and Minton have made a fool of me for years. Yes? Fine, send them in.
You mean Mr. Ellis stole gems and hid them in one of the chest pieces?
Exactly. Then he'd substitute a new piece for the one with the false bottom, walk out with a stolen piece, and make another exchange at the chest club of Will Minton, a well-known scent.
But Mr. Ellis said that Will's been straight for over 20 years.
And you believe everything that Ellis says? Am I right?
Yes, I do.
Come in, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, no.
Yes. Ellis and I have to finish the game. Tell me, Mr. Ellis.
Is this Mr. Whalen, don't you think you owe Jeff an apology?
He's disappointed in me. I feel certain because I usually win.
Oh. I see what you mean, because I took his reversible coat, which the police took, and in which they found this. Those two strangers at the club. A move I overlooked. Will caution me, but I have to take a chance. One never should. You'd be well to remember that, yes.
This is unreal, Tim.
Just as a matter of curiosity, Mr. Whalen, may I ask what gave you
two? Two facts. First, as the firm's oldest and most trusted member, you were not suspect. Second, Will Minton's habit of stuffing captured chess pieces into his pocket. And, of course, the new chess pieces, the new black rook in your office set, a new black one here on the board, where you and Minton played tonight. And then you overextended yourself about just for the rest of it.
I underestimated you, I'm afraid. I've denied everything, of course.
And the police expected that, but you won't get away with it.
Will is a man of sense. My reputation is sterling. You've recovered the ruby, and I assume Will was seen slipping the black rook into Jeff's reversible coat. So he'll do time in prison, I won't. There's no way you can prove that I had any connection with the theft.
What if you've already proven it yourself?
Don't speak in riddles, Mr. Fulton.
All right, how about this? Remember your conversation with Will before you began to play? And the police have that on tape, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, do you mean?
That's right. And we will, of course, check further into your financial status. You seem to be an affluent man. Where's your share of these sales returns? Banks and Antwerp? Probably. Easy to find out. Minton will supply it. Oh, your move, Mr. Ellis.
I had none.
What, me? The origin of chess is lost in obscurity. This invention has been ascribed to the Greeks, Romans, Egyptians, Persians. Who originated it? We have a famous array ranging from King Solomon to Aristotle to the Brahmin Sutta and the celebrated Persian astronomer Ptolemy. The game never loses its appeal because it moves parallel our own in life. As Mr. Ellery found out, I shall return shortly. Both Ellery and Minton, of course, were in prison for a very long time. Where the former could ponder something Thomas Huxley wrote 100 years ago, he speaks of the chess player's opponent, and he says, "We know that this play is always fair, just, and prudent. But also we know, to our cost, that he never overlooks the mistake or makes the smallest allowance for ignorance." And that pretty well describes our persistent insurance investigator, Tim Whalen. Oh, a small bow to him. Our cast included Jack Grimes, Bobby Reddick, Roger DeSoto, and Jackson Beck. The entire production is under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
That's my name. That's who?
Me?
Why, you that's my name. Harold Kenneth Starbright. That's who I am.
Well, obviously, it's a coincidence.
Harold Kenneth Starbright, born July 1st, 1937. That's my birthday.
Well,
died. Look. Look at that thing. Look.
Died March 15th, 1978.
March 15th, 1978? How's that possible?
I don't understand.
March 15th, 1978 hasn't happened yet. What's going to happen to me?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.